Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually, physically, and mentally fit. How is everybody doing out there? Are you back to work from your vacations? Are you all excited about the Pope coming to town? Are you going to take a day off? Oh, there's so much that's going on in the DMV area, and we're so glad to have the Pope. I hope he inspires a lot of us, whether you're Catholic or not. We need that inspirational message. But we also have an inspirational leader here locally, and we're going to talk to Brenda Small. She is Three Steps to Wake Up Potential Get Off Snooze. That is her title. Brenda Small is a founder and CEO of Powered with Potential, PWP, Washington, D.C.-based speaker, consultant, coach, mentor, personal and professional development expert. Brenda is writing her first book, Powered with Potential, Ignite the Inner Dynamic, 30-Day Plan to Creating a Better You, where she guides you through the internal cleanup process to overcome potential barriers that inhibit peace, fulfillment, and success in life. Her passion is to help women career, business professionals tap their unlimited potential to create and become more in life by design. She knows what it's like to be a gifted woman traveling in fear without a guide and roadmap to maneuver life's challenging journey. And I know what that's like. Brenda turned odds in her favor in the face of adversity. She walks the talk. She pushed beyond childhood lack and dependency on welfare and food stamps, wearing hand-me-down Salvation Army clothes and shoes with holes in the sole. I like that, holes in the sole. I hope my listeners are not one of those people that have a lot of holes in their souls. And if you do, Brenda's here to help heal that. Overcoming teen pregnancy and single parenthood to become a cum laude BA graduate, real estate entrepreneur, and inspirational leader, businesswoman, and professional speaker. Brenda empowered hundreds of professionals to act, answer the wake-up call, connect to untapped potential, and turn off snooze to achieve success. Welcome, Brenda. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Renee?
Fine, fine. Thank you. I'm so glad that you're here because my listeners need to answer that wake-up call and, you know, turn off that snooze button and get up to untapped potential. Tell us a little about Powered with Potential and the three-step systems to act.
Well, my Power with Potential movement is actually a movement, I call it, focuses on closing the gap between what I'll call the haves and the have-nots, and that's those that actually will reach potential in life and those that won't. It's amazing to me that when I was actually preparing for a speech several months ago that I Googled potential, and I was also Googling some other things, and I found that 95% of most people will never reach their potential, and that was according to a Google search. And I found that such an astounding statistic. I wasn't totally surprised because there's so many people that I've encountered in my life with coaching and with mentoring and with teaching that really have so much more going on than they even realize. And so my mission is to help business and career professionals actually increase their chances for success, you know, with a personal roadmap and a guide. But they have to act. They have to answer that wake-up call. You know, when the phone rings, you pick it up, right? Same thing.
Correct.
You know, life calls, your talent calls, your gifts call, and so many people are just overlooking what they really have to work with and then complaining what they don't have in life. So PWP, our vision actually, Renee, is to create a mass impact, I mean, to really ignite the inner dynamic within each individual. And to just have a potential explosion. I mean, let their potential just really rise to the top and then go over that. And our goal is to actually empower women and men to create lives by design, you know, not default, because there's so much more in life that we all really desire and deserve, and we just have to go and claim what I call our more. Go get your more. I want to just share a quick quote from Bo Bennett. He's a 43-year-old American businessman and a success guru. And Bo says, every day, people settle for less than they deserve. They're only partially living, or at best, living a partial life. And so I ask all of your listeners, are you just settling for things in life? Are you only partially living, or at best, living a partial life? We all have choices.
Wow, that is so powerful, Brenda. That is so powerful. I'd like to add something, too. I went to a conference, and this young man got up there, and his name was Irving. And he was talking about how he go to conference like this, and he wondered why, let's say there's 50 people in the audience. Everybody hears the same message, but you might only have five that actually reach their potential. What happened to the other 45? We all heard the same message, but why only five? So can you explain what is personal development and why is it important?
That's a great question. Personal development, actually, Renee, is a lifelong process. It's like cleaning. You know, we talk about the internal cleanup, and that's not something that you typically hear from most speakers or most coaches. But cleaning is a continuous process, right? You wipe off the table, and you look back, and there's another speck of dust. You mop the floor and you look back and there's another streak. You sweep and same thing. You still see, you know, some film or some clouds of dust and those kinds of things. Well, the same with us. You know, life happens every single day. But those of us that really push ourselves beyond what I call the clouds of life, and, you know, I'm always amazed whenever I fly, when I travel, because it could be raining on the ground, it could be overcast on the ground, you know, it might even be sunny on the ground. But when you get up and start ascending into the sky and get into the clouds, if you ever notice, the sun is always shining on the other side. And we have to tend to look at our lives that way because we can get beat down very quickly, day in and day out, at all the different circumstances that come at us. But we have to look beyond those circumstances. And so personal development is getting a greater personal awareness of who you are and what your skills are and your qualities, and then really building on those things to maximize the potential that you do have so you can actually realize your goals and your dreams and your aspirations. It's really about investing in yourself, in future opportunities and the possibilities for your life. And so, you know, we tend to offer at PWP motivational and empowerment services for our attendees, you know, workshops and conferences. Those are the kinds of things that people should be doing for themselves. Continuously learning, embracing education. That's what personal development is all about. Gives you a whole different perspective on not only your life, but just on the world and on why you're here and on your purpose and so many things I could go into. But that's what personal development is truly about.
True, it is. And for my listeners out there, Powered with Potential and the Three-Step Systems to Act, we want you to wake up and hit that snooze button and reach your potential. Don't just lay there and wish that something happened. You have to make it happen. I read that you were the eldest of 10 children and was raised on welfare and food stamps. What odds did you overcome to progress from a life of lack and dependency to the successful entrepreneur and business leader you are today?
Well, that's another great question. It's not something, you know, Renee, before I started actually doing personal speaking, I've always done a lot of speaking in my various careers and business. I have a background in human resource management. I've also, I think as many of my listeners know, that I'm also a real estate associate broker. And so I've done lots of speaking to corporate, both private sector and government sector executives and employees and managers and supervisors. But when I started doing personal speaking, empowerment speaking, one of the most difficult things for me, honestly, was actually sharing what I'll call my truth, sharing something about my childhood. I mean, who talks about the fact that they would overcome the odds of being a statistic of failure and defeat because of race and economic class? The odds to escape lifelong dependency as a recipient of welfare and food stamps, yes. I was raised on welfare and food stamps, my mom and dad, again, being the oldest of 10, and the babies kept coming year after year after year. And we quickly outgrew our three-bedroom, one-bath house. We always had one bath for between 10 and 12 people. But that was another thing I had to overcome, was not accepting the fact that mom, when she separated from my dad, I can now admit and accept the fact that my dad, as much as I loved him, was an alcoholic back then. You know, and alcoholism was something that was considered not necessarily taboo. I mean, men drank. You know, men hung out. But my dad drank a lot. He was also a hard worker. That's where I get my ethical, hardworking behavior from. But it also took a toll on the marriage. And my mom, after many, many years, actually became afraid and fearful for her life and our lives as young children, because my dad actually owned a gun, and she was afraid that once he started drinking and got somewhat irate, although I never saw that behavior, who knows what would have happened. So she separated from my dad. I was 14 years old. She had, again, my little sister was actually a baby. She was only a couple of months old. And there she was with 10 children. So she had to go on welfare and food stamps. And that's how we got through the rest of our childhood and adult life. It's not something that, honestly, I would have shared with certainly not a public audience, even 2 years ago. But I have found that those are the kinds of truths that, are, in fact, are important to share with people of how you overcome those things. You don't succumb to them. The odds of retreat in the face of adversity, just because somebody told me I would not make it. I've had both the dean of an undergraduate school where I did graduate cum laude with a 3.5 grade point average. I've had a boss at the Pentagon tell me I was moving too fast, because there were others all around me of non-color being positioned for promotions to break those glass ceilings, and I was not being nurtured the same way. I had to push myself to pass that discrimination. Odds of being a high school dropout. I got pregnant in my senior year of high school. Imagine that. I mean, this very smart, very good girl, so to speak. I wound up pregnant in my senior year. But I knew that I was not going to allow dropout to be a credential at the end of my last name. I was going to be Bachelor of Arts, college degree. So those are some of the things that I've had to overcome. Literally, I've had to overcome a divorce, and not one, but two divorces. So, there have been many things in life that I've had to really push past. And I always say that while those circumstances are my reality, I knew that those circumstances were not my destiny. And I overcame the odds for success by not conceding to those circumstances. So, being the eldest of 10, you learn to, the art of waiting your turn, honestly. And that little girl with the holes in the bottom of her shoe soles was real for me. My mom and dad, they had to take turns, with the lack of money to buy, children constant clothes and shoes and the things that we all now take so much for granted. That's a little bit about just my past history. And I always say, one of my quotes is that you have to push past the pains of life to deliver the possibilities. And I had to push hard and long to turn what I call pain points, of life into power points in life. That's a tweetable.
Yes, it is.
Turn the pain points of life into hashtag power points in life. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. That is. Wow, a lot of nuggets you mentioned here, a lot of nuggets of life of lack. It taught you to be patient. You had to learn to wait. I was thinking of like a portion control. You had to be also, your mother was also creative on low cash, It makes you being creative and how to, stretch the almighty dollar.
Absolutely.
And be blessed with what you have and don't have. That's the thing. So your life of lack now became a life of, luster, of luster, meaning, you know, education and your drive and your entrepreneurship and your leadership. And so all this really became the foundation for where you're at now. And so I guess for a lot of people, they don't see that, because you said for some people, they succumb. They let their surroundings overtake them. They become buried in what they don't have and buried in what their surrounding circumstance. But you push past the pain to create those possibilities. Do you think everyone
Absolutely.
Has the potential to succeed, and why?
Everyone does. You know, there's one of my favorite motivational speakers actually is Jim Rohn. Now, I didn't know, again, who Jim Rohn was, obviously, when I was growing up as a child. But Jim Rohn says, one of his quotes, is you can have more than you got by becoming more than you are. You can have more than you got by becoming more than you are. And that's, again, where the focus on your potential, pushing your potential, comes into play. Because God has given all of us unlimited potential. Unlimited potential. I mean, we're all born with inherent unlimited potential. That's how God made us. And we impose what man's limited vision is and beliefs on top of that. And that's what gives us the fear and the doubt, you know, that we're not good enough. We're not enough of this, enough of that. We don't have enough. Untapped potential is the difference between where you are now and where you can be. Where you are now and where you can be. Author Brian Tracy, he's a personal and business success expert, actually quotes, "The average person works at 50% or less of their potential. It's time to put the other 50% to work." And so, again, I just see so many people with so much potential, but they just settle. They settle for 10% or 5%. They become comfortable. They become complacent. And honestly, in my case, I've allowed fear for a long time in my life to actually dominate. Now, I will tell you that I'm pretty bold with most things, and I've always been very push the envelope, you know, challenge things. But there have been too many occasions, and I can honestly admit and accept this now, where I did not push past the challenge. I didn't push past the fear in the way that, if I look back and reflect, that I certainly think I should have or would have, given obviously what I know today, right? And that's the case with so many people. I've been very fortunate to have pivotal people in my life. In other words, people that recognized my potential, honestly, and would tap me on the shoulder and say, you know, "Hey, kid, there's an opportunity over here," or "I think you should consider this," or "I want you to serve here." And those things actually jump-started my career. I mean, the first was back in 1976 when I landed my first professional job, you know, as a nurse recruiter personnel specialist at a local hospital. It was the director of radiology. I was working there as a clerk and had my degree, who recognized, you know, just how dedicated I was and committed to getting the work done, even though it was clerical work, and recommended me for an open position in the personnel office. I had no background in personnel, but the director of personnel at that time, again, saw something in me and gave me an opportunity, and I more than proved myself. And then that led to, you know, going overseas, getting married for the second time, and getting in with federal service as a personnel specialist, and then being promoted continuously from there, which then brought me back to the U.S. And into, again, advanced levels of human resource management until I wound up at the Pentagon, of all places. I mean, think about that. It was from the Pentagon that I just turned around and said, you know, I know that God has more in me. My gifts of speaking and communication have influenced and impacted so many lives. And just been so inspirational. And I thought, you know, I don't kind of need this glass ceiling bit. I don't need to have to prove myself to anybody here, because I had more than done well beyond 100%, you know, dedicated to my positions. And I just quit. Now, I'm not advocating or recommending that all your listeners who, you know, have one foot in the door of employment and one foot in the door of entrepreneurship just up and quit. But after 5 years of kind of what if I can't, make it? What if I can't buy groceries? What if? I got tired of the what ifs and said, what's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen? And when I looked at that, the worst thing that could have happened is I get out as an entrepreneur, I don't like real estate or I can't make a living at it, and I go back and do consulting, I could teach, I could go back and get what we call a good old government job. At that point, Renee, there were so many opportunities that I saw, I didn't see defeat. I didn't see any negatives other than I'm stepping forward, I'm stepping out on faith. And trust me when I tell you, I stepped out on big time faith because there wasn't money saved up. You know, it wasn't just the right timing. I was living paycheck to paycheck anyway, even as a GS-13 at the Pentagon. Even with all, again, the look from the outside, the success, the dressing nice and all of that, I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was still recuperating from the second divorce. I had my oldest daughter in college going to an Ivy League school. There were bills coming in and bill collectors calling. Many of your listeners can relate to what I'm saying. But at that point, it was like, now or never, stop playing. And so I stepped out in faith into real estate, and I've never looked back. Again, life gives us choices, and we have options. And it's a matter of selecting the best option that you can at the time and working with what you got and trying to become more, do more, serve more, be more.
Another treatable. Another one. Another one. Yes. So how do you motivate people to change their mindset and push their potential to the next level when I gave that example where they're one of the 45 that are just sitting there that they got so much talent, but they seem, like you said, they just settle. I mean, I've met people, Brenda, that got so much talent, and you wonder, well, why are you in this predicament? Why are you, living like this when you are so smart, things come to you so easy, and bang, you could be making a lot of money, and they just look at me like I'm crazy.
Right. It's so true. How do you motivate people? One conversation at a time. You have to make people aware. Because, again, now I'm a work in progress, too. I have not made it over the top or to the top. But I'm much more aware of what I'll call what some of my pain points are. And I'll go over those quickly in a minute. So one conversation at a time. Practice countering a negative response with a positive response. Because the mind has a domino effect. It builds on one negative act, one negative thought, one negative event after another. So let me give you a quick example. We actually underestimate how much of our life is determined by the conversations we have in our own head, not even with other people, with ourselves. So let's just say that you're a business person, and your thinking can go from losing a business client today, for whatever reason, right, to the feeling of being inadequate now. All of a sudden, now you're like, oh, my God, those were my best clients. I can't even hold a profitable account together. And then that leads to this fear of even getting new clients. So now you become depressed. Oh, my God, I don't know if I really got what it takes. I mean, I don't even know that I want to communicate or even try to go get any new clients. I'm going to be rejected, right? To the failure of your business. So now you're thinking, well, I don't have any new clients coming in. My business is going to go under. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be in financial ruin. I'm going to lose my house. It's going to go into foreclosure because I can't pay the mortgage. I'm going to be homeless. Now, all that has just happened in your mind in about 15 seconds. You've gone from being a business owner to being homeless on the street. Think about that. I mean, imagine how powerful what you think is. That it can take you from having a profitable business to being on the street in poverty in 15 seconds. But we all do that to ourselves every single day. And you have to be careful about the conversations that you have with yourself. You know, something as simple as you get up in the morning, and there's many, many listeners who do want to be in their own business. They do want to be entrepreneurs. They do want to be their own boss. And so they get up in the morning, and rather than being thankful for the day and thinking of all the possibilities within that day, it may be a conversation like, and this is where you turn off the snooze. You know, you hit the snooze button 4 or 5 times, and it's, I don't really want to go into that job, because Jane is getting on my nerves, and I may have to go off at her today, or whatever that is. You've just started your day on a negative note. And trust me, the rest of the day will probably wind up being about the same. So one conversation at a time. We got to turn that negative thought process into some powerful ones, and take the little steps. You know, take the little steps with doing that. Say something positive about yourself. Start with looking in the mirror, and I always do a reflection exercise. You know, what do you see? And are you pleased with who you see staring back at you? Is that somebody you want to live with all day and go to bed with at night? It starts with you. It starts on the inside, because what's on the inside will eventually show up on the outside. If there's fear, if there's doubt, if there's anger, if there's guilt, it will come out in some form or fashion over the course of your life. And fortunately, you know, again, hopefully it's not to the point where it becomes devastating or hurtful, truly hurtful to yourself or somebody else.
Wow, you hear that, listeners out there? You hear those wisdoms, you hear them daily nuggets, you know, because it gets into your soul when you constantly think of that negative, negative, negative. It gets into that minute cell and it penetrates, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, or challenge it. Don't want to say hard, it's hard to get rid of or challenge it, but you need to wake up and hit that snooze button maybe 3 or 4 times, but you got to connect to untap the potential and turn off that snooze to achieve success. We got about 3 more minutes. So what is next for you? Can you tell my listeners what is next for you, and then how can they connect with you?
Well, what's coming up next? Again, my book. You know, I went from thinking about writing a book, probably for most of my life, to actually writing the book. And that's where my Power with Potential, Ignite the Inner Dynamic, 30-Day Plan to a Better You, actually is now in motion. I'm very proud with that. So I'm hoping to get that published and released by the end of the year. That's my goal. And that does focus on the internal cleanup process. The others, I've got a couple of women's business and empowerment conferences coming up. I will be in San Francisco October 9th and 10th. And at the Speak Your Truth conference, I'm really looking forward to that. I also have a conference, the Playtime is Over conference, coming up on November 6th and 7th. That's with Cheryl Wood, again, a local celebrity that many of you probably know the name. There's still some room there, so definitely get your tickets for the Playtime is Over conference in Arlington, Virginia, coming up in November. And I'd love to, again, share with your listeners the coaching and mentoring opportunities through Powered with Potential. So that keeps me busy and, again, on the road even with real estate. Again, I'm a national leader, national leadership team for the National Association of Realtors. So I stay pretty busy and on the go. I would like to leave the listeners with what I call the Powered with Potential 4 Simple Truths. And they go like this. The truth number one is that you are powered with potential. I mean, we're all powered with potential. Life gives us options, and we get to choose. We are the creators of our own life. We want to blame everybody else usually, but it really gets back to us, what we do or what we don't do, what we think about, what we don't think about. We are the creators of our own life. And I don't mean that to diminish the creator, but we get to choose every day the things that we do or don't do, certainly with divine and spiritual guidance. And that I am responsible for my own success. I have to want it more than anybody else. I have to do more for myself than anybody else. I have to expect more of myself than anybody else, demand more of myself than anybody else. I mean, that's what it really takes to be successful. And I do have a couple of bonus giveaways for your listeners, Renee, as well. If they want to go to my website, www.brendasmall.com, they can actually download the PWP pledge and post it where they can see it. Have one for the car, one for the kitchen, one for the front door. There's also my motivational MP3, complimentary vision value voice. They would use the access code VIP, it's VIP code PWP0215. PWP0215 is actually the code to get the complimentary MP3. So www.brendasmall.com. They can also find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com /BrendaSmallPWP.
Thank you, Brenda. We're almost out of time. Brenda, thank you for joining us even and sharing your truth and powerful wisdom. Brenda Small, CEO, Powered with Potential, has empowered hundreds of professionals to pursue their greater potential and create a life by design, not default. Now it's your turn to connect with her at www.brendasmall.com, www.brendasmallallsmallletters.com. Thank you so much, Brenda.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.